it back. This is 95.8 Capital FM, London.
It's 11 o'clock, I'm Simon Cadman. Loyalist terrorists are believed to have launched a car bomb attack in retaliation for the IRA murder of two RUC officers. Two men believed to be Republican politicians needed hospital treatment after scrambling from the burning vehicle in central Belfast. Prime Minister Tony Blair condemns the attack.
Well, obviously this is another appalling terrorist act, and it simply underlines the need for peace and to move this process forward.
A Catholic church in Northern Ireland has suspended masses following months of protests by Protestants. They'll resume once the marching season's over. 19 soldiers from Britain's biggest regiment face the sack after testing positive for drugs. A random test on 700 troops of the Royal Anglians showed the men had been taking ecstasy, speed, LSD and cannabis. This follows a long list of crackdowns on drugs in the army over the past year. Rugby, the British Lions are roaring. They've scored a famous victory over world champion South Africa in Cape Town. Two late tries gave them a 25-16 win. Captain Martin Johnson's delighted, but knows there's still work to do.
To be part of a Lions Test victory in South Africa is fantastic, but you know, one's not good enough. We've got to get two. If we get two, then we can look back at it forever and say, you know, we did it. Yeah, if we lose two now, we'll let ourselves down, but they're going to come back strong next week for sure.
Australia are in control of the second test against England. Our man at Lords is Stuart Pike.
The shame of it all is this really the same team that won at Edgbaston? Glenn McGrath's 8 for 38 was brilliant, but England's batting embarrassing, and make no mistake, they only have themselves to blame for this disaster. Unbelievably, they dropped five catches, missed two runouts, heads dropped, and the first time England have been tested in this Ashes series, they failed miserably to respond. So defeat is a real possibility, and what must Mike Atherton and David Lloyd be thinking now? Australia 131 for two, they lead by 54. Stuart Pike, Lords.
Independent Radio News.
And just before tonight's show, we start with the news that Tony Blair, I don't actually have a gag for tonight's show, to open the show. I've been out to the theatre with my girlfriend. I haven't got a joke. I'm sorry. Right, I'll phone my mum. She's always good for a laugh. Hang on a second. See if my mum's in.
Hello?
Hello, Mum!
Hello, my son.
How are you? I'm sorry to bother you. That's very, very late.
No, it's not. You never bother me. I'm delighted to hear you.
It's amazing you can recognise my voice since the last time we spoke all them years ago.
I know.
Listen...
And I heard you were giving out about me on the radio last
night. No, don't be so ridiculous. God. Listen...
Yeah, okay.
I've got no jokes for the start of the show for tonight. Yeah. And I was wondering if you could tell me a joke for the beginning of the show.
Oh, what about that one about the husband and wife who take the children out for a drive?
I don't know. Tell me that one.
Okay. This young couple take their three young children out for a drive.
Right.
And they're going into the country, and they're getting a little bit older.
Right.
They pass some cows, and the eldest boy says, "Oh, look, Daddy, some moo-moos."
Moo-moos?
And he said, "They're not moo-moos. You're a big boy now. They're cows."
Cows, right.
So... The next little one was going on, they saw some sheep. And right. He said, "There's some babas."
Babas?
And Daddy said, "They're not babas, they're sheep."
Sheep, of course.
So the little girl was very quiet in the back. And he said, "What are you doing?" So she said, "I'm reading." And he said, "What are you reading?" And she said, "Winnie the Crop."
Okay, no, Winnie the Pooh, right. Thanks very much, Mum. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now bring you
The Late Bit with Chris Moyles.
If we get it right, and we mean to get it right, it could be the most exciting thing happening anywhere in the world. 95.8
Capital FM. Hi, I'm Victoria.
Hello, I'm Emma.
Hello, I'm Jerry.
Hello, I'm Melanie B.
Hiya, I'm Melanie C.
And we're the Spice Girls. And people think we're slappers and they're right.
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying. Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. Watch me me while the beat beats.
Live from Leicester Square, the home of London's number one hit music station, 95.8 Capital FM.
Call 0171 4848 958 to speak with the saviour of late night radio.
Oh, that's crap, isn't it?
Oh, you get me ready in your 56 Chevy. Why don't we go sit down in the shade? Take shelter on my front porch. The dandelion sun scorching like a glass of cold lemonade.
Hello, Cockneys.
Paula Cole, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And Rosie Gaines, Closer Than Close, 95.8 Capital FM. Saturday night in London. Hi. I'm Chris Moyles. This is The Late Bid with Chris Moyles. And I'm Chris Moyles. Just to sort that out, because a lot of people get a bit worried about it, you know. You're called Chris Moyles, you do The Late Bid with Chris Moyles. Are you the same person? You know what I mean? You've got to be slow sometimes for these people. Anyway, once again, I hope you are in the mix with Neil Long tonight, pumping all those beats. He really is a mean muffin machine, isn't he? Well, whatever the hell the kids at Kiss say, I don't know, but I'm not really into all this hip talk, but the only hip thing I know is I'm in the house. So there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the house, right? Okay. Coming up on tonight's programme, At Home with Louise and Jamie. Following on the success of At Home with the Pinks, Louise, the pop star, and Jamie, the hunky footballer, announced that they're getting engaged, or they got engaged. One or the other. We're going to go at home with them very shortly. We've got a brand new Steve Penk wind-up phone call to play you. We've got another bedtime story to play at midnight just for the kids, and more Chris Tarrant jingles. All that plus some top records. Oh, I can hardly wait.
The savior of late night radio.
You always listen to radio.
You want to try it?
It's the kind of sound that leaps out and grabs you.
Chris Moyles.
And as ever, the lines are open if you want to call me. As I said earlier before, as I say, every single show. We don't do requests, we don't do dedications. If it's something you want to talk to me about, something you want to get off your chest, something you want to spill your guts about, then this is the show to do it on. Of course, especially if you're a gorgeous blonde woman with large breasts, beautiful legs, and fixation for fat northern disc jockeys. 0171 4848 958, call and speak to me. If you never heard the show before, I am Chris Moyles, the saviour of late night radio. We play top records, we take phone calls, I talk about anything on my mind, and we don't take any bull. This is Primal Scream with Star. Enjoy. Oh, I'm quite nice, really. 95.8 Capital FM. One of my favourite bands, and good to see them back. Bobby Gillespie is a genius. All right, well, he may not be a genius, but he has a nice little voice on him. It's Primal Scream. A song is called Star. It's 11:17, Saturday night in London. I'm Chris Moyles. This is The Late Bit. As well as all the top comedy things we have on tonight's show, At Home with Louise, brand new Pinky Call, a new bedtime story to read out for the kids, because there's so many underage people listening to the show, right? So many, like, 13, 14-year-olds, 12, 11, even 10-year-olds and lower. And I don't like the kids listening to... let me say that again, right? I don't want them tuning away. Mind you, what the hell is to listen to apart from me on a Saturday night, really? I mean, in a city the size of London, you flick around the dial now, and if you find something better than me, I'll be amazed. It's rubbish. Everything on the radio, this is why I'm the saviour of late-night radio, because the rest of the radio in London is absolute garbage. And, of course, I'm hilariously funny. So, you know, even if there was, you know, there's no competition as far as I'm concerned. What kind of, like, love songs and music on other stations. No wonder we're, like, number one at this time of night. So, anyway, all the kids listen to the show, right? And I don't like the kids phoning in. I don't like the young people phoning in. If you're 16, 17, 18, yeah, I can handle that. Unless you have nothing to say, right? Doesn't matter if you're 35 years old. If you've got nothing to say, you ain't going to get on. What annoys me, though, is all the kids phone the show. They want to be part of the show. But 11-year-old, 12-year-old kids never have anything to say. They're 12 years old, for God's sake. What do they have to talk to me about that's going to entertain me? You know, usually, 99.9% of the time, I'll be honest with you, the calls from people this age are boring. They're dull, and they're just not interesting. So I thought, well, yeah, I should really do something for the kids because they're listening to the show. They're, you know, switching to it. They're talking about it at school. So I thought, well, hey, what a great idea. Let's do some bedtime stories. So we did one a couple of weeks ago, and I got slated. All the little 14, 15-year-olds emailing me, phone calls, letters into the station complaining.
I want to complain about Chris Moyles doing bedtime stories. We're not babies, you know. We want to hear some proper things.
So I thought, well, OK, I'll change the story. So later on tonight at midnight, we'll do a brand new bedtime story. And as well as all that that we're doing on the show, we've got personalised jingles from Chris Tarrant.
This is Chris Tarrant speaking. Right now, I am wearing my pyjamas.
Tarrant in the morning.
With fluffy bunnies on them.
95.8 Capital FM.
Fantastic.
Call the late bit now. 0171-4848-958.
Good evening, Cockneys. OK, let's go to the phones, 0171 48 48 958. Let's go straight into the top. Line 1, hello. Oh, great, now line 1's gone away. Hang on. Let me fix the phone machine system. Here we go. Hello? Hello? Right, I fixed it. Do you know what it was? I didn't have the faders up. Hello?
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, I'd like to talk to Chris.
Yeah, you're talking to him.
Hello. I noticed your mum is Irish.
Your what, sorry?
Your mum is Irish.
My mum is Irish, yeah.
I was wondering, have you ever been to Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, what part did your mum come from?
She comes from Dublin.
Oh, Dublin. They say because in Cork in August is a homecoming week.
What? Sorry, say that again.
In Cork.
In Cork?
Yeah, there's a homecoming week in August.
There's a homecoming week?
Yeah.
For who?
For everyone who's over here that's got some Irish connections.
Right. Connections to Cork.
Right, anything to do with Irish.
Right. Well, how can it be a homecoming thing if my mum's from Dublin?
Well, it's from anyone from Ireland, but it just happens to be in Cork.
Well, that's no good then, is it?
Well, it is really, because there's...
No, it's not. There's nothing in Cork.
Oh, there's brilliant things. There's street festivals and bands and...
No, Cork is like in the middle of Ireland. There's nothing there apart from a statue which weeps or something. And they've completely commercialised it.
Well, obviously you haven't been to Cork then, have you?
Yeah, right. Let me tell you about Cork, OK? This is what Cork is famous for. Right in the middle of nowhere, godforsaken little pit of Ireland in Southern Ireland, and there's like a statue. Mary appeared there, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared there to some nun or to some tramp or some booze head or something. So they have a big shrine to the whole thing. Now, is that a lie or not?
Yes.
That's not a lie.
There's not more to it than that.
What they've done is they've completely commercialised this area, right? And they sell so much religious crap you would not believe.
Well,
I'm telling you, they sell holy water, they sell luminous crucifixes, they sell everything but fluffy Jesuses to hang like fluffy dice in the car. Well, you've obviously never even been and had a proper look. Where have you been in Cork?
All my family come from Cork.
Oh, your family come from Cork?
Well, not all of them, but I've got aunts and uncles.
All right, so now you don't even know how many of your family come from Cork.
All my aunts and uncles, right?
Sorry, so tell me what is good in Cork, apart from the place where the Mary appeared. The what?
The pubs.
The pubs, right. Oh, well, that's amazing. Let's just fly out to Cork, because we don't have pubs here.
We're not as good as you ever.
What a waste of time. Get off my show, you sad, pathetic loser. I love Ireland is as much, if not more, than other people. She's a liar. Cork is dull. It's boring. If you want to go to Ireland and you want a fun time, go to Dublin. Pay no attention to that sad old moo there. That said... Thanks for listening to Capital FM. I think it's going to be a good show tonight. It's a brilliant record and you should go out and buy it tomorrow. Buy it tonight. Go out. Get it. Whatever you do. It's The Verve and Bittersweet Symphony. I was watching the video on MTV in the early hours of this morning. What a great video. It's walking down the street bumping into people. Like a typical Cockney. That's all they do down here. Let's take another quick call before we go to the break. Line 5, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello there.
I'm James. I'm not 11 years old.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
16, all right. Well, let's see if you entertain me enough to stay on the air.
Yes, I'm a Leeds supporter.
Just because you have problems with choosing a talented football team doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to stay on the air.
Well, no, you support Leeds at all, so I thought we'd have something to talk about.
Yeah, I do, but, you know, we're not the best team in the world.
Yeah, so?
Why do you support Leeds?
Because they were once good, and I believe that...
Who's your favourite player?
Rush.
Rush?
Yes.
OK, who's the worst player on the side? Tell you what, name five players from the team.
All right, you got me now. I'm just trying to get on show.
Thought so. Bye-bye. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, just remember, I can smell a lie like a fart in a crowded lift. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Late Bit with Chris Moyles. More after this.
No. A little salsa together.
You've got the entire country saying,
hiya, remember me?
I'm Bobby G from Bucks Fizz.
It's the most fun and amazing product you've ever seen.
It seems so extreme.
This is 95.8 Capital FM.
London. Live from Leicester Square,
the home of London's number one
hit music station, 95.8 Capital FM.
I'm just thinking during this record, by the way, that's Olive, and you're not alone, in case you've been living on the planet Zog for the past 2 months. 95.8 Capital FM in London, I'm Chris Moyles, I'm the saviour of late night radio, and I'm thinking to myself, as I just said almost a minute ago, because I am the saviour of late night radio, I can make my listeners do things that other disc jockeys listeners wouldn't normally do. You know, basically, the world's most dangerous audience listen to this show. You know, the people listen to the show, they're off their head. They're nuts. And they would do anything for me because they love me. This is, I'm talking to the new people who have never really heard the show before. So I want to basically put out a plea on the air. I've got no beer here, and I'm so thirsty. And I could really do with having some booze while I'm on the air. So if anyone has any spare tins of lager, I do like Foster's Export, but of course anything else will do. I'm quite common with some of my tastes, but quite sophisticated with others. I can quite happily drink a beautiful pint of Grolsch, but I can also go for the old Forex stuff. So I want you to bring round cans of lager downstairs to our reception, okay, here in Leicester Square. Just turn up at the door and tell the guy that you're bringing beer for Chris Moyles. Tell him I've got beer for the saviour of late night radio, okay? And then drop the beer off to me, Chris Moyles, the saviour of late night radio. So it's what? What's the time now? It's 11:38. So in 22 minutes, it's going to be midnight, that we'll do the bedtime story. So just before midnight, I'll see if any beer's turned up. So if somebody can get me some beer into this place, into me by 12 o'clock, then you can be one of our main official listeners to the show. We're going to start making a list of official listeners. Like we have the regular callers. We've got Mr. Camp and we've got Robin. We've got Andy from Basildon FM. They're the regular callers. We should have some official listeners to the show. So if you want to be one of the first ever official listeners, get in your car, get out to the off-license, or just drag some booze out of the fridge and bring it down here to me tonight because I want your booze. Brand new feature of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I want your booze. All right. This is Texas Say What You Want, and coming up next, a day in the life at home with Louisa Singer and Jamie Redknapp, the footballer.
20 seconds of my bedtime.
I can hardly wait for that. So here's a story. It broke in the newspapers on Friday. Apparently, Louise, the beautiful pop star, and Jamie Redknapp, the hunky footballer, they've been seeing each other for a while now, although Louise kept saying, no, we're not going out with each other, we're just good friends. Yeah, like, if I was just good friends with somebody who looked like Louise, nothing would be going on. I mean, let's face it, if I was good, you know, going out with friendly-wise with somebody who was that gorgeous, nothing would be going on. I mean, who, you know, they're not going to sleep with me. I look like Bernard Manning. But you know, if I look like Jamie Redknapp, okay, and one of my friends looked like the singer Louise, I'd be, like, desperately trying to get off with her every possible opportunity. Oh, yeah, we're not going out with each other, we're just friends. No, they're not. We all knew that they were buffing each other or snogging or getting their hands down each other's pants or whatever. We know what was going on. So anyway, the news breaks on Friday. They're getting engaged, or they've got engaged. The story's a little bit mixed up, but it looks like they're going to go for it. Looks like they may get married. So I thought, well, I wonder what would happen in a typical day in the life of Louise the singer and Jamie Redknapp, the hunky footballer. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. It's episode one, At Home with Louise and Jamie. And now, At Home with Louise and Jamie. A typical day in the life of Louise the pop star and Jamie the hunky footballer.
I'm gonna give you my undivided love. Oh, I'm naked. I'm just a step from eternal.
Hey, oh, darling, I'm home.
Oh, hello, Jamie, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, your big girlfriend, Louise. Give me a big kiss. Mwah.
Mwah. Oh, you sexy little devil.
Hey, listen, you. Right. You know, we've been going out together for a while now.
Yes.
You're, of course, the beautiful pop star Louise, and I'm the gorgeous hunky footballer.
Yes, I know, Jamie.
And I was wondering, would you like to get married?
Oh, what does that mean?
What do you mean, what does that mean?
Married. What does married mean?
Well, we get married, we become man and wife.
Oh, man and wife?
Yep, sure, no, I would imagine so.
Oh, that sounds marvellous, then. Let's get married, then.
Oh, brilliant. I love you, Louise.
I love you too, Jamie.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no problem. I'm gonna give you my undivided love when we're married.
There you go. At home with Louise and Jamie Redknapp. Good Lord. Let me tell you this, if you're a big fan of Jamie Redknapp, the footballer, because of his football skills, they're going to go completely out the window as soon as he marries Louise. OK, let me put it this way. You marry Louise, do you think you can keep your mind on the job that you're paid to do rather than the job that you want to do?
Yeah.
I think so. This is the Seahorses. How would you... 95.8 Capital FM. I love that song. It's Blur from the beautiful album that they call Park Life. It's track number 9 called To The End. And on the cover of the album, if you know it at all, well, you should do, really. You know, everybody should have a copy of this album in their collection. If you don't, go out and buy a copy of Blur's Park Life album. It's got Girls and Boys, End of a Century, Park Life, To The End on it. And it's got a whole lot of brilliant songs, including Bank Holiday and Bad Head. Bad Head's great. Do you want to hear a bit about Bad Head? this is like I'm sitting at home going through my CD collection with mates. This is have a listen to this one. You know, I should play that tomorrow night. Bad Head. And by the way, if anybody in the band Blur are listening, I love you. And if anybody from the band Oasis are listening, what the hell are you doing? Shouldn't you be in America? Here's something which has kind of been bugging me for a while, okay? And it's the thing of when somebody tells you that something is really good, like a friend says to you, watch this particular TV show. It's brilliant. I love it. So you watch it, and it's a bit rubbish. You just think, what are you talking about? It was rubbish. I have a big problem with this kind of thing, with reviews and all this stuff which goes with it. The story goes, my girlfriend Helen surprises me today, takes me to the theatre. I never, ever, ever go to the theatre. I'm just not a theatre person. I would rather wait until it comes out on video. That's the kind of person I am. Do I read Stephen King books? No, I'll wait a couple of years till they make it into a movie, which I'm sure they will do. I just don't do it. I'm just not one of those people. So we go to the theatre today because I sent her a couple of weeks ago. As we're passing Charing Cross Road, right across the road from the radio studio here from Capital, they're showing a play called Art, which is a comedy. And it's got Mark Williams in and the guy with a beard who is in Four Weddings and a Funeral, whose name escapes me, and this other guy. So there's only three people in it. And it won Best Comedy in the Evening Standard Awards. And it's got absolutely fantastic reviews. They're saying it's the funniest thing in the West End. It's brilliant. It's hilarious. Ho, ho, ho. I thought my bits would drop off. I laugh so much, said man in paper. The reviews are fantastic. And I said, I really fancy going to see it. So we go today. We go to the theatre. Now, I'm not a big theatre goer, as I said. So first of all, we get there like 5 minutes before the thing starts. We haven't booked or anything. The tickets we get right at the back. Now, I'm talking in the gods. Way up. We're like 2 miles above the stage. And the theatre is not that big. It's like it's kind of like the length of two grown men lying naked head to head. But it's extremely tall. It's a very, very big building upwise. So I'm miles away. So I can just about make out the stage. So I think this is going to be great. The seats are uncomfortable, but I can handle this. It's an hour and a half without any interval. But it's going to be very, very funny. So I sit down, and for an hour and a half, I watch the play, which just wasn't funny. Now, I'm so glad that I didn't pay £25 to sit in the front row. You imagine that? I can't understand it. It's brilliantly acted. It's a fantastic production, and it's quite an interesting play. But funny, it ain't. You know what I mean? Sorry, no. So, Evening Standard people, whoever gave Art Best Comedy, you should really go and watch some Lenny Henry videos or Halen Pace or something, you know.
You're the future.
Realise what isn't funny and then suss it out from there.
And you come for what is yours.
Best comedy.
A hidden treasure. Locked behind the hidden.
That said, buy a ticket, go and have a look, you know.
And the prom
Mark Williams is really good in it, yeah.
Of a day.
Brand new heavies from 95.8 Capital FM. Hello, I'm Chris Moyles. It's very nice to be here on this little radio show we call The Late Bid. Oh my God, look, it's time for another Chris Tarrant jingle, specially made for this show.
This is Chris Tarrant speaking. Right now, I am having a dream about the Spice Girls.
Tarrant in the morning.
Oh, Jerry.
95.8.
Good Lord.
Capital FM.
Thomas, midnight. I don't know if I've had any beers turning up. I certainly haven't seen any yet. This is what I'm saying on the air tonight, all right? I want beer. This is Chris Moyles' Help a Chris Get Beer campaign, right? This is our charity event for the next 2 hours. If you're listening to the show and you have some spare beer in your fridge, get in your car, bring it round to the studios here in Leicester Square and give me your beer. And then if I've got any tins left over at 2 o'clock, what I'll do is I'll leave them in reception and then anybody can just come and have a free drink courtesy of us. Can't say fairer than that. So if you've got some spare beer in the fridge, bring it down to me tonight. It's our brand new Help a Chris Moyles Get Beer appeal for 1997.
Formula One drivers...
Because added protection means extra fun.
We're back with the savior of late night radio, The Late Bid with Chris Moyles.
95.8 Capital FM.
I'm Chris Moyles, this is The Late Bit, and coming up next for all our younger viewers, our second ever bedtime story. Get ready for that. If you're lying in bed, close your eyes, prepare yourself for a beautiful little story for all you children. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be gorgeous. In fact, if you've got a teddy bear, why not give your teddy bear a nudge? Good luck to him, because I'm sure he'll enjoy it too. Red Hot Chili Peppers from the film Beavis and Butthead, which I still haven't seen yet. But I would like to go and see it, because I do like Beavis and Butthead. I was talking about this with one of my flatmates the other day, Sheena. And we were watching the video to this on MTV when we got in the early hours of this morning, right? And she said, "Do you like Beavis and Butthead?" Because she talks like that, she's a bit girly. So I said, "Yeah, I do. Sometimes it's a bit hit and miss, but generally I think it's funny." And she went, "No, I think it's a boy's thing." Really? You don't find farting to the tune of Star Trek is a girl's thing?
No, not really.
God bless her. This show has been on the air for almost a year. We're coming up to a year. In fact, next week's show will be our year anniversary of being on the air. Can you believe that? So I should really do something special for all the beautiful people who tune into the show and all the loyal fans that we have. And a large majority of the people who listen to the show are what I call the kids. Not offensively, but just this is what I call them, the kids. Kind of like from 10, 11, 12 upwards, 13, 14-year-olds who listen to the show. And I don't like them phoning in. I've said this a lot of the times. I don't like the kids phoning in because it's like, you know, this is my show where I mouth off. No one's more important than me on this show. So if you're going to phone on, if I'm going to let you have some of my airtime, you're going to have something proper to say. And I'm sorry to say, but normally 13-year-old girls called Tracy don't usually have anything to say that would entertain me. So I'm thinking, well, they're listening to the show, they love the show, they talk about the show at school with their friends, and, you know, the fact that I don't let them phone up is probably bugging them. I should really do something for the kids. So I thought, well, we'll do a bedtime story. We did this a couple of weeks ago, and they just moaned about it. "We're not babies. We don't want bedtime stories that are like babies' bedtime stories." But a lot of the adults said, "That was really nice. I sat and listened to it in bed. It was brilliant. It was very relaxing, very soothing." Margarita Taylor, who works here on the air, sat in her bed, cuddling her teddy bear, listened to the whole story. The last one we did was about Thomas the Tank Engine or something. So I thought, well, let's do a different type of story. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back and lie down in your bed. Doesn't matter how old you are, you'll enjoy this. But especially for the kids listening in to The Late Bit with Chris Moyles. Kids, thanks for listening. Close your eyes and snuggle up and enjoy our second ever Late Bit bedtime story. Tonight's bedtime story is Little Miss Shy by Roger Hargreaves. Little Miss Shy just couldn't help it. Being shy, that is. She was terribly, desperately shy. She was so shy it hurt, which is what they call painfully shy. If any time at all, anyone at all said anything at all to her, she blushed like a beetroot. She lived all alone in a little house quite a long way from where you live. In fact, quite a long way from where anybody lives, in a place called Thimble Cottage.
Little Miss Shy was so shy, she just couldn't bring herself to leave her little cottage. She never went shopping. The thought of walking into a shop and asking for something was absolutely terrifying. So she grew her own food in the garden of Thimble Cottage and lived a very quiet life. Very, very, very quiet indeed. Bang, bang, bang! Little Miss Shy, who was having breakfast in the kitchen of Thimble Cottage, dived under the table in terror. But it was only the postman knocking at the door.
Anybody home?
He called. Little Miss Shy, under the table, put her hands over her ears and shut her poor little eyes.
She must be out, thought the postman to himself,
and pushed the letter he was carrying under the door and walked away. Little Miss Shy waited and waited until the sound of his footsteps had died away. Then she waited some more. In fact, she spent most of the day hidden under the kitchen table. It was dark by the time Little Miss Shy dared to come out. There it was on the doormat, the very first letter she'd had in the whole of her life. She opened it cautiously. It was from the bank. Dear Little Miss Shy, you have not paid your overdraft for 3 months. Because of this, we are now taking legal action against you. You have 28 days to pay the sum of £2,453, or you will be taken to court, where you may have to go to jail and live in a prison like in the Cell Block 8 show. Oh no, I can't go, she thought. I can't go to jail. There'll be people there and everything. So Little Miss Shy went next door, hid, and then beat up the old lady who lived next to her, stole £4,000 she knew she hid under her bed, and sent it to the bank straight away. Little Miss Shy was let off the hook and didn't have to go to jail at all. Well done, Little Miss Shy. Well done.
Republico, Drop Dead Gorgeous. Right at the start of the show, I had a phone call. In fact, the first phone call we took tonight is from some girl talking about some Irish reunion thing that's going on in Cork. And I was saying on the air that I thought that Cork was a miserable place to be. But there are beautiful places in Ireland, as I said. If you want to go to Ireland, go to Dublin. Dublin is great. Go to Mayo. Mayo has got absolutely nothing in it. The thing about Cork is it's so over-religiously commercialised, right? You go there and they sell every kind of religious thing you could ever want. It's just a money-making thing for people there. Any kind of religion thing, there are people who jump on the bandwagon. And it really is. It's just outrageous. I mean, I'm all for somebody making money, but this is just completely over the top. They have everything. If they can, make something out of the fact that there's a religious connotation to it, they'll make it. They really will. Tears of Jesus shampoo. I mean, it's really, you think I'm joking, but it's one step away from there. They have everything there. And I think that's well out of order. You don't make money out of God. You can't make money out of the back of Jesus. You don't do it. You can't do that. You have the beautiful shrine. Because I'm Catholic. I'm a Roman Catholic. And I believe in God and Jesus and all that stuff. I do. Don't get me wrong. And I'm quite prepared to believe that the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, I'm prepared to believe that she appeared to somebody in Cork, all right? But then don't put up a shop across the road selling, torches with Jesus' head on it. Don't do that. That's just going too far. So I think that's out of order. And apart from that, there's nothing in Cork. It's boring. It's dull. Just find out to the security guard. Find out if I've got any beer. No, I haven't got any beer yet. He said, but I've had about 15 calls from people moaning about, have you been slagging off Ireland? Don't phone up to complain. You know it's true. I'm telling the truth. How can they complain about that? I just want to complain that Chris was out of order saying that Cork has got lots of religious things on sale. But it does. Yeah, but that's out of order. It's not a boring place. Yes, it is. No, it's not. I think it is. Well, I don't. Well, there you go. That's your opinion. That's my opinion. But you can't complain about it. Don't phone up and pester the poor security guard. Phone me if you want to mouth off about it. But seriously, if you're going to go to Ireland, Ireland is a beautiful place, all right? If you've never, ever, ever been to Ireland, if you don't know any Irish people, right?
Ireland is not one big, you know, kind of like IRA fest out there, right? It's not a horrible, nasty place to live where everyone's going around hiding on a kitchen table. Go to Dublin. Dublin is one of the most exciting cities in the world, and I'll tell you why. It's not only full of lots of young people who are just well up for anything. The amount of pubs and bars in that place is unbelievable. Ireland is a very religious place, and they have churches every, like, 200 yards. But they've got pubs every 50 yards. I've never seen a place like it in my life. So if you want to go away with your friends for a holiday, go to Dublin, go there for a week, stay slap bang in the middle of London, in Dublin, and you will have a fantastic time. You'll probably get so drunk you'll, oversleep and miss your flight. But hey, you're stuck in Dublin, you can drink for a bit longer. I can think of, worse places to stay than Dublin. Let me think, a worse place. Cork, that's right. Seriously, stop phoning to complain, right? I'm just saying, Ireland's lovely, but Cork's horrible. It's just dull, it's boring. It's not a nasty place to live. It's just boring, right? You know, I'm such a git, I really am. Because you know what? Security guard said to me, I'm really sick of taking these phone calls, right? So I just do that on the air, and you know what? I know for a fact that people will phone up and moan even more than they did before because of what I just said. I just want to bug the crap out of the security guard downstairs. You know what I mean? He's just sitting there. He's probably not even listening to the show. He's probably watching something on Bravo or something like that. I just thought, let's bug him. All right, let's go to the phones. The private line is flashing. Hello.
Hi, Chris. It's Andy from Basildon FM.
It's Andy from Basildon FM, the radio station that broadcasts from Andy's bedroom.
To Andy's bedroom.
There you go. How are you, Andy from Basildon FM?
I'm okay, thank you very much. I haven't phoned you for the last couple of weeks or so.
No.
I've been in Germany.
Have you really?
Yeah.
You've been on Germany Done FM.
Germany
then. I don't know, like Basildon, yeah, I don't know.
Koblenz FM.
Deutschland FM. So what have you been doing in Germany?
It's a school trip and it's really good.
Did you mention the war?
No, I don't like it. Call you Dummkopf and things if you do that.
Okay, all right, yeah. Thanks very much. So did you enjoy Germany?
Yes, it was brilliant, thank you.
Did you get the chance to mingle with any German people?
Yeah.
Did you really?
A few on the beach and that, yeah.
Okay, did you chat to any of them?
Yeah.
And be honest, how did you find them?
They were in front of me.
I just knew you were going to do that. As soon as the words were out of my mouth, this is not the Steve Wright show, right? Don't make little puns like that. What did you think of the German people?
They're all rude.
I'm so glad you said that.
Not even the people in the shops of, like, public relations things, you know,
Do you know what else I found with German people? Because I lived in Luxembourg for a year, because I was working out at Radio Luxembourg when nobody was listening to it. And we went to a friend of a friend's party, and they were German. And we went there, and there were a lot of German people there. They are so dull. There's a party going on, the music is dull, and they're all sitting around mumbling to each other. I've never seen a more boring party in my life since I went to see Dr. Fox one night. It was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. They're so boring.
They haven't got a good TV either, have they?
I mean, they've got a good football team. They should be happy. If we were winning the World Cup, we'd be ecstatic. Yeah. Well, we won the World Cup again. It's unbelievable. They're so dull. But, you know, I always think when a place... Because Germany is a beautiful place, don't you think?
Yeah, it's
nice. Very nice. It's wasted on them. Get rid of the German people. Let us use that as our holiday resort. Put all the German people out in, Uruguay or somewhere where we don't want to go.
They go over there for holiday.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. Always nice to have Andy from Basildon FM on so we can slag off some foreigners. Hey! Hey. Oh, look, I'm just joking, all right? Feeling good in every way. Actually, no, I'm not joking. Hey, I'm not saying that everybody from Germany is miserable. Some women are quite attractive, but, you know, hair turns me on women. Sorry. Just my opinion. Feel 95.8 Capital FM. It's Todd Terry, Martha Wash, and something going on. Hey, there's something going on in just a moment. Max Bygraves, we're going to have Sing Along of Max later, so stay tuned for that.
Here we go with the main...
FM and Sky TV present Judgment Night 2, the rematch, next Saturday the 28th. And on Drive Time next Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, you can go head-to-head to win a VIP trip for two to Las Vegas to see Mike Tyson take on Evander Holyfield for the heavyweight championship of the world. Traveling in style, staying at a first-class hotel for 5 nights,
chance with $500 cash to flash.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Starting Monday, 4 till 7 with Sky TV and London's number one hit music station, 95.8 Capital FM.
Steve Payne.
We've had a letter this morning from one of your neighbours. You're making a lot of noise, apparently. Could you,
Who are you calling?
Will you stop shouting at me?
Why are you ringing this number?
Well, if you shut your face, I'll tell you. So, do you have very loud parties in the evening?
No, we do not. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Now, when you've had a few, Grandad, you get very loud.
Who is your superior?
Well, I don't want you to speak to him. You'll get me into
trouble. I will speak to him. What is your name again?
Steve Payne.
But you can just call me Sir.
Sunday to Friday, 10 till 1.
95.8, Capital FM.
We're just a small band of renegades terrorizing London. The Late Bit with Chris Moyles.
Hiya, remember me?
I'm Bobby G from Bucks Fizz.
Hello, Cockneys.
New song from GUN from 95.8 Capital FM. It's called My Sweet Jane. Still to come on tonight's show, we've got a brand new Steve Payne phone call to play. Get ready for that. It's a corker. And also, we've got some sing-along of Max. Max Bygraves. If you don't know who Max Bygraves is, depending on how old you are, ask your mum and dad, ask your uncles and aunties, ask your grandparents if they're still alive. Max Bygraves, one of the best bits of talent we've ever had in this country. He's a singer, he's a performer, he's a funny man, and he wants to tell you a story. And in the old days, I believe, I'm not so sure, I wasn't around, I think he used to entertain people during the Blitz or something, I don't know. He used to sing little songs.